made it to the top. Give me a break, I'm looking forward. Get behind me, pull out every stop. I want a happy ending, I'm tired of pretending. Won't let them get the best of me.
Whoa, 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 give me a break.
Will you turn that noise down?
Dad, they have to rehearse. This could be Katie's big chance.
I can't hear myself think. Can't even hear my Rice Krispies.
Stick them in your ear.
Well, I kind of like their music. It makes my braces vibrate.
Baby gotta have love, love, love. Call that music?
Well, don't you just love the name they picked for the group? The Hot Muffins.
Hot Muffins? That's the name they're going to call themselves in public?
Mm-hmm.
That's disgusting.
Why can't they go with a real punk name? Like the Safety Pins.
Safety Pins? That's the name of a group?
Yeah. You see, they put these safety pins through their noses.
Please, Samantha. How about putting a pin through your lip?
Okay, let's get going. Cease, cue up Do You Think I'm Sexy. We'll start with that.
Oh, wait a minute. I've got a surprise for everybody. I designed us a costume. Well, what do you think?
It looks like Bob Hope's pajamas.
Maybe you should add white beards and top hats.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Let's get some sex into the act, huh? We all get ourselves designer jeans, cut out the rear ends, and sew in saran wrap.
Great idea, Cece. Then we could just change our name to Hot Buns.
And our theme song could be Mooning Over Miami.
Who can relate to music like that?
Dad, they're rewinding their tape.
How can you tell?
Hello, Carnegie Hall. Oh, Mrs. Dean. I'm sorry. Are the girls disturbing you? Well, there's no need for you to be that upset. Well, I don't think it's physically possible for me to do that with a microphone. Oh, want to hear something? Got a secret. Okay, listen. You listening? Okay, good. What do you know? She hung up.
That does it. Can't you keep it down in here? The neighbors are complaining. And so am I.
What's the matter with him?
He couldn't hear his Rice Krispies.
This is a little teeny room. What do you need all these speakers for?
Dad, we want to hear how it's going to sound Monday night at the Impromptu Club. It's got to be perfect.
Yeah, Mr. Kaniski. They don't just invite anybody to audition on Monday night.
That's right. It's limited to amateurs, professionals, and others.
Doris, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Why don't you all go over and rehearse at your house?
Oh, we can't. Every time we plug in the amplifier, the garage door opens.
Samantha, Julie, come on, let's get out of here.
Where are we going?
Someplace where there's peace and quiet.
Where's that?
The bowling alley.
Well, come on, you guys. Let's show Nell how great the act looks.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, where's that? You stand on this. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You'll be in the middle.
Okay,
good. And Cece will be on her left. Okay, hit the tape. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah!
We are the Hot Muffins.
Yeah.
And we just got one thing to say to you.
If you want my body.
Do-wa.
And you think I'm sexy.
Do-wa.
Come on, sugar.
Do-wa-do.
something.
Oh! Really?
You really did. It was, what's the word I'm looking for? Maybe I'll find it in the other room.
Are you sure it's okay? I mean, you've got to tell us the truth.
Well, the truth is, I got to go wash the dishes.
Now.
Well. Maybe you were just a teeny bit tense.
Well, how tense were we?
About as uptight as Nancy Reagan at a Richard Pryor concert. Look, honey, that's not the way you sell a song. That's how you sell Girl Scout cookies. Honey, you got to give the song a chance. You got to let it all loose. You got to show the people what you're made of.
Sugar and spice and everything nice.
Doris. Baby, sometimes I look in your eyes and I swear somebody else is driving.
You know, you're right. Kelly drove us over in the van.
Katie, get her away from me.
Cece, girls, come over here. Come in. Sing the song for me.
If you want my body and you Lord. Think I'm sexy, Lord. Come on, sugar.
When I say sing lore, I meant an octave lore.
I can't.
Why not?
I don't know what an octave is.
Stand on that one. Okay, just watch me, okay? I'm over here. Get away. Hey, if you want my body and you think I'm sexy, come on, baby, take me now. Girls, you got to believe you are sexy. Now, I know that's not as easy for you as it is for me. But try it. Okay, come on. 1, 2, 3, 4.
If you want my body and you think
you should hear. Look, you should hear. Use your hands. When you reach shore. Okay. Girls, pretend you're a donut. Dip it and dunk it. 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 Now do it. Do it.
My body and you
listen to
I'm
the
sexy.
Words. Come on.
All my sugar.
Set it, girl.
No.
Get down, Doris.
It is the privilege of the Impromptu Club to present a new group called the Hot...
What?
Muffins. The Hot Muffins. Can't see a thing from back here. Hey, will you beat it? This here place is for performers only.
Good. You want me to tap dance on your skull?
Burning.
I walked out there.
That was the guy with the white cane and the dark glasses calling his dog.
Somebody threw me his room key.
You're kidding. Where's he staying?
At the Texaco station across the street.
Girls, I gotta admit it. You were terrific.
Doris, can I have your autograph?
Hi, girls. My name is Vince Fontaine, and I flew in especially for the show tonight.
It's amazing you made it through the metal detector.
That's funny. I own the Tierra Club in Hollywood.
The Tierra Club?
That's right.
You've heard of it?
You haven't? Have you ever heard of the Beach Boys?
They played there?
No, but they've heard of it. Now, listen, I got an opening in a couple of weeks on the bill, and I think we might be able to put you girls on.
Just how much were you planning on paying this very talented act?
Oh, 100, 100 and a half?
A piece?
Yeah, they'll all get a piece of it, yeah.
Well, I'd like you to meet their father. He's chief of police in this town.
The chief of police? Well, an honor, sir, indeed. And I think if we squeeze it a little bit, we could probably come up with $350.
$350? I get $4 an hour just for babysitting.
Was she ever hit by a car?
Excuse me, Mr. Nightclub owner. I couldn't help noticing. Is that a hearing aid you're wearing?
No, man, that's an earring.
Does your father know you're wearing an earring?
It's a deal. $350.
Great. I'll see you girls in the Big Orange. Bye.
Careful, there's breakable stuff in there.
Okay, don't worry.
I just don't want it to get chipped or anything.
What have you got in there?
Oh, it's my costume. Cece made it.
What's it made of?
Chains.
I wonder how many bicycles had to die for that. I don't see why you have to do this. You're
too young to leave home for a sleazy career.
I've been listening to this for 2 weeks. Will you stop?
Show business is a sick life. Entertainers are sick. Just read the Inquirer. They're all a bunch of sickos. Nobody but addicts, degenerates, perverts. Even that Benji walks a little funny.
Well, I think it's exciting. Katie could be the next Wendy O. Williams.
What's that?
You're so out of it, Daddy. She's the lead singer for the Plasmatics.
Yeah. Her scalp shaved on both sides. She has a horn sticking out of her forehead. And sometimes she even performs topless.
If Princess Grace had an act like that, she would probably still be in show business.
Katie, look, even if you make it, who wants it, huh? Look at Johnny Carson. He's a star. And he has to sit there at night on TV with some mouse going potty in his hair.
It's decided. We already said yes to Mr. Fontaine.
Yeah, well, that's another thing.
What?
I don't trust a guy who blow-dries his chest.
Chief, will you lighten up? He's a nice guy, and he runs a respectable place.
You've been there?
Once, on wet T-shirt night.
Katie, why do you have to go to Hollywood?
Dad, that's where the music business is.
Beethoven never lived in Hollywood.
I mean, his father wouldn't let him go either.
Look, you don't understand. Hollywood is a hotbed of crime.
There's crime everywhere.
Yeah, but not like Hollywood. There, a woman is mugged on the street every 20 minutes.
She ought to buy a dog.
You mark my words. You move to Hollywood, you'll end up driving a dune buggy or smoking palm trees.
Gee. Why can't you say something nice like, good luck, Katie, or I wish you well, instead of trying to ruin everything?
I'm not trying to ruin anything. It's just that, Katie's my oldest. Once she goes, and it's just a matter of time before Julie goes. And then Samantha. And then the days dwindle down to a precious few. September, November.
She... You'll always have me.
That's sweet. I can see us now. Rocking on the front porch. Me with my flat feet and you with your wet T-shirt.
Katie, what am I going to do without you, huh?
Dad.
Aren't you going to miss all the good times we have, all the wonderful fun stuff we do together?
We don't do anything together.
Then we'll start. I'll get you a gun. We'll go out to the range together. Well, how about bowling, huh? You know, you never gave that a chance ever since you threw yourself down the alley. How about a pony? You always wanted a pony.
Dad, this trip to Hollywood is my pony. Thank you.
Well, good luck, honey. I wish you the best.
Thanks, Dad.
Well, come on, girls. Let's get the rest of Katie's stuff down.
Can't believe you're going. I'm gonna miss you like crazy. The first thing I'm gonna do is paint her room beige. Then I'm gonna throw out the hideous Pittsburgh. Then I'm gonna get some...
A minute. I don't want to make a stop on the freeway.
I can't stop on the freeway. She's got no brakes on her stupid van.
Hey, can you come in here, please?
Okay. Would you guys finish this?
Okay. Would you quit knocking my van? That's all I hear from you. What a scuzzy van.
It's because it is scuzzy.
Dad, I can't believe how great you're taking this thing with Katie.
Yeah, my cheeks ache from smiling so much. Listen, girls, let me ask you a question. This is okay with your parents? You're moving out like this? Moving away by yourselves?
My mom was thrilled.
It's no big thing for my folks. I moved out 2 years ago.
My mom took it great. She said if I ever needed her, just call, and she would be right there at the bottom of our pool.
Now, what is this? It looks like you packed the whole supermarket.
Oh, girl, don't be silly.
Hey, some of this food clanks.
Well, I threw in some knives, forks, spoons, and the television set from my room.
What are you going to watch?
Who needs That's Incredible when I got your father? Come on, take the food and the TV. You might get hungry. Sometimes it takes your whole week to become overnight success.
Well, I'm not worried. I know we're going to make it.
Well, just promise me you won't be too disappointed if it doesn't happen overnight.
But it will. I mean, we were great out there the other night. Now, we were good, weren't we?
Katie, you look so pretty. That Doris sure can delve out a song.
Yeah, but that's just that one song. I mean, I'm talking about the other songs. Why sing lead?
Honey, can we sit down for a minute?
The girls are waiting.
But they can wait a minute. Just please, sit down. Honey, the world is full of lead singers, but very few that can sing lead. They don't appoint that to you. They don't elect that to you. It's all right here in the pipes. It's a God-given gift.
I don't like what you're trying to say.
No, honey, you know what I'm saying. Deep down inside, you know.
It's not true.
Katie... What do you want out of this?
I want to be a star.
Bingo. You want to be a star. Those girls out there want to be singers. They have to. It's in their blood. Everybody wants to be a star because applause means love, and they give you applause. But when that love isn't out there, the world is an awfully cold shoulder. I just don't want to see you hurt.
Well, what do you think this is doing to me?
Katie. I would rather hurt you a little now than for you to hurt a whole lot later.
I'm going. You don't know what you're talking about.
I do, and you know it.
No, you're wrong. I'm the leader of the Hot Muffins. I started the group, and without me, they'd be nothing. That hard.
I just want someone that I can talk to. I want you just the way. I want you just the way you are.
Oh, hi, honey. They're terrific, aren't they?
Good, Katie. Come on, let's go.
I'm not going.
What?
Katie, I promise I'll clean out my van.
Look, you guys, I thought it over, and going away is just the wrong thing for me right now.
But, Katie, you have to come. This is our big chance.
I can't.
Why not?
Look, you guys are better than me. You don't need me.
Katie, you're nuts. You are every bit as good as we are.
Oh, Kelly.
You are.
Cease, you've always been straight with me. Now look me in the eye and tell me the truth. Am I as good as the rest of you guys?
Katie? You're every bit as good as we are.
Boy, she didn't even fool me.
Nice try, Cease. Thanks, Nell.
Well, welcome home. Tomorrow we're going to get you your very own bowling ball.
Well, come on. You guys might as well take this food. You might get hungry on the way.
Oh, great.
Okay, now, call me tomorrow and tell me everything, okay? I want to know everything.
Okay, we'll write you everything. Bye.
Bye. Best of luck, girls.
Call us.
Okay,
we'll
call you. Bye. Bye. I'm really going to miss those guys.
Me too. You gave them my television.